Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tough Today Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, August 25th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 7.25 cents at 6.50. D's wheat down 24.25 at 7.89, and November beans down 25.75 cents at 14.31 1/4. Crude oil closed down 2.37 a barrel, but the bean oil was only down 7 ticks there. Well, once they got these export numbers straightened out, they came out lousy. 129 on wheat, 313 on corn, and 375 on the beans. I don't know how, in Lord's name, they came out with the numbers they did. They came out with the original numbers, then they said, wait a minute, those numbers aren't right. Came out with a second set of numbers, those weren't right. And then finally, they came out with apparently the correct numbers. As I said this morning, I thought the numbers had to be wrong. There was no way the numbers made any sense at all. So we wound up with poor exports. That broke the corn, wheat, and beans out here. I think the crop tour certainly put some pressure on the grains. The beans, November beans, closed at their lowest level all week. So we took out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday's closes here in one day, went down, filled the gap. Not very impressive. The beans had some bad news that they rallied on. Today, these numbers came out, and we, you know, you've heard all this talk about the Chinese buying, and yet we broke it here today. So, you know, it's really hard to get a handle on what this market is really doing. But once the crop tour comes out tonight, I don't see much that's going to rally this market until we get to the September crop report. Now, Fed Chairman Powell speaks from Jackson Hole tomorrow. He's going to say interest has got to move higher, maybe not at the speed some people think, but I just don't see him taking any kind of a dovish stance on interest rates here. The bonds did rally today up about 1.5 points, but I don't know that it really means that much out here. Ultimately, I think interest rates are still going higher. But, you know, the bonds have broken from 146 down to 136, so maybe they've factored in enough of that for the time being. But corn market, you know, eventually gave it back here today. They broke 16 cents off the highs. The wheat broke 31 off the highs. The beans broke 29 off the highs. So just not good action here today. And like I said, I'm not sure what's going to rescue the market in the next week. Are the Russians going to do something stupid? I don't think so. I think the Russians are enjoying selling wheat around the world. People are getting around sanctions, whether it's the stolen Ukrainian grain they're selling or their own. There is a market out there for it. And so I don't see them doing anything that's going to really jeopardize that. Yesterday, for the Ukrainian independence, they lobbed a couple of missiles into Ukraine. They did damage, but it didn't look like it was too severe. And I think that may be it. And in fact, to me, it looks like the Ukrainians are gaining an upper hand in this thing. The Russian soldiers are eating 5-year-old rations. The Russians are recruiting people wherever they can. And, you know, that doesn't tell me that it's a winning strategy. So that's about it. I would expect that once we see the crop tour tonight, that even if we open higher, we probably close a lot lower. I think it's a case of buy the rumor, sell the fact. And that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.